Jill by Philip Larkin.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
Philip Larkin was born in 1922 and grew up in Coventry. In 1955, he became librarian of the Bryn Mawr Jones Library at the University of Hull, a post he held until his death in 1985. He was the best-loved poet of his generation, and the recipient of innumerable honours, including the Queen's Gold Medal for Poetry and the W.H. Smith Award. To James Ballard Sutton. Introduction. 1. An American critic recently suggested that Jill contained the first example of that characteristic landmark of the British post-war novel, the displaced working-class hero. James Gindin, Post-War British Fiction, Cambridge University Press, 1962. If this is true, and it sounds fair trend-spotter's comment, the book may hold sufficient historical interest to justify republication. But again, if it is true, I feel bound to say that it was unintentional. In 1940, our impulse was still to minimise social differences rather than exaggerate them. My hero's background, though an integral part of the story, was not what the story was about. As a matter of fact, the Oxford of that autumn was singularly free from such traditional distinctions. The war, American readers may need reminding, was then in its second year. Conscription had begun with the 20s and upwards, but everyone knew that before long the 19s and the 18s would take their turn.